It is time for the local newscast from the award-winning KDNK News Team for Wednesday morning, March 7th. I'm Steve Cole, live from the heart of Carbondale's Creative District. 23-year-old Ryan David Montoya, who went missing on Pyramid Peak over the weekend, was found Tuesday. KDNK's Amy Head Marsh has this update.
All right, go ahead. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm alive.
That's the voice of Ryan David Montoya, who was reported missing Monday after failing to return from a trip to Pyramid Peak over the weekend. The video was posted on Facebook after Montoya was found on Tuesday. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office, Mountain Rescue Aspen, the Colorado Avalanche Information Center, and EcoFlight were involved in the search. On Monday, rescue workers found a small snow cave containing a sleeping bag and bivouac sack near the west face of the mountain. Tuesday, the team found a cache of ski boots and skis under a rock about 3/4 of a mile above the snow cave. Even further up, they found a large avalanche, but after probing the slide for over 4 hours, did not find Montoya. Then, around 4:15 p.m., the Pitkin County Sheriff reports that Montoya was found near the East Maroon Portal by an as-yet-unidentified citizen who just happened to be in the area. Rescue workers then transported Montoya to the T-Lazy 7 Ranch, where he was taken to Aspen Valley Hospital by ambulance. The Facebook post also says that Montoya fell about 2,000 feet off a cliff and spent 3 nights in his emergency bivouac. He reportedly suffered frostbite and elbow and hip injuries. Pitkin County Sheriff Deputy Jesse Steindler told KDNK Tuesday night that Montoya was ambulatory and coherent when he was found. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
A Republican proposal to change how the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, or TABOR, will allow the state to keep more of the tax money it collects received initial approval in the House Tuesday. As Benta Berkeland reports, more Democrats back the bill than Republicans.
TABOR, as it's most commonly known, limits the growth of government to inflation plus population increases. Any tax money the state collects that's higher than that limit must be refunded to voters. House Bill 1187 would instead base that limit on personal income growth, thereby tying it more closely to the overall economy.
We don't have enough for transportation. We don't have enough for education. But yet we're turning around and giving a big chunk of money back.
That's Republican sponsor Representative Dan Thurlow of Grand Junction. The state's next budget is projecting a several hundred million dollar TABOR refund. His colleague, Republican Lois Landgraf of Fountain, supports the bill and says individual taxpayers wouldn't miss a $45 TABOR refund.
People don't even know they have it. What they do know is that we have roads that are falling apart. We have other services that are in desperate need of funding. They know that, and that's what upsets them.
Other Republicans oppose the measure, arguing that it amounts to a tax increase. If it clears the legislature, voters would have the final say at the ballot box. I'm Benta Berkeland at the state capitol.
Today is International Women's Day. The organizers of the Women's March are calling for a day of action for equity, justice, and women's rights. The 9th annual Green is the New Black Fashion Show opens Friday night at the Carbondale Rec Center. Independent journalist Hamilton Pevick peeked behind the curtain at last week's rehearsal and find out that it takes a team to make the show a success.
I am at the first all-cast rehearsal of this year's Green is the New Black Fashion Extravaganza. The main room at Carbondale Arts Launchpad is filled with people, most of them familiar, some new, but all of them good-looking. It's an all-volunteer cast and crew, and this is the first time that we see just how many people come together to make the magic happen.
So now I just have a few notes and we're going to get started.
Just then, I'm pulled into the bathroom by a small group of women.
I'm being allowed into the Secret Scavenger Industries fashion show meeting in the bathroom.
No,
this is awesome.
I'm going to call us into quiet so that we can lock the door. Do this from a place of calm.
Bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
And that is just a taste of what's to come from the 9th incarnation of Green is the New Black. And this year's theme is she. Amy Kimberly is the director of the show. She says it's not meant to be political.
Always our focus has been on sustainability and the environment and what's happening in our world. Each year, we try to include elements.
Her inspiration is partly due to the rising feminine energy.
The end of the Mayan calendar, which I think happened in 2012, really had to do more with the ending of a male-dominated time in history and the beginning of a more female-dominated time.
She says with Hillary Clinton, Angela Merkel, and the new female British Prime Minister, Theresa May, that this prophecy was coming to fruition.
Obviously, things have changed a lot, but interestingly enough, it's really made our show almost stronger and more important.
I go backstage at the rehearsal. People are half naked, being pinned and fitted, wearing masks, seeing if they can squeeze into that dress and still move. A hip-looking designer catches my eye.
I'm here with Katrina Byers, who teamed up with...
Wiley Fox.
Describe your line in three adjectives.
Sexy, sparkling, playful.
Okay. Playful.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dave Kodama's collaborative bamboo 3D masks are already creating buzz.
We got two foxes, two mountain lions or jaguars, a unicorn, and a deer.
There are even some items for the not-so-faint of heart. This is designer...
Nikki Miller.
Can you describe your line for me?
It's no refuse. So basically we just want to make stuff out of old clothes to keep them out of the landfills and stuff like that.
Yeah, that looks to me like some bondage gear. Is that what I'm seeing?
It's a body harness.
In the center of this artistic orgy, there is a trifecta of power, also known as the Holy Trinity of Carbondale Arts. Amy Kimberly.
Well, my stress level's pretty good.
Deb Colley.
Well, actually, my stress level doesn't have anything to do with the show pulling together, because I know it will.
Laura Stover.
Well, in general, I think that the clothes that we have this year are the best clothes that we've had ever.
I'm excited. I love the process of creating the show. That's probably my favorite part, which is, you know, really cultivating the different talents that people have out there and bringing it all together in one vision.
Deborah Colley spearheads the dance portion of the show. She reluctantly agrees to speak with me.
Do I have to use my mouth? With the choreography for the show, like, I tried to stay, like, usually in the past, like, I wanted to do some things that were, like, tricks or, like, things that I knew were, like, visually... They're kind of like visual candy, and I tried to stay away from that and honor, like, more artistry. I just think that she lends itself to a show that's filled with much more context.
Laura Stover.
You're the graphic designer, you're the video editor, you're the stylist, you're in charge of all the wardrobe. What's your favorite part about doing everything that you do?
This tassel.
She's holding up a pink sequin nipple tassel.
We have a few things that we're doing differently this year. We have this puppet, which I know sounds hokey, but it's actually really cool. And it's going to be our quote-unquote she. And it takes six dancers to operate the puppet. It's totally unconventional, and I think it looks really amazing.
Even though Amy claims that this show is not political, supporting women's issues is part of the program.
So we have partnered with Planned Parenthood, and our gift bags for the VIPs will have the Planned Parenthood logo on them and will include ways that people can donate to Planned Parenthood, because we do feel that women's choice is very important.
Heather Axelrod, the wardrobe mistress, sums up what the theme of She embodies.
It's a celebration of the feminine, and it's also a reflection that the feminine isn't limited to females. And so I feel like it's an encompassing of men as well, and how they fit into the concept of the feminine in all its different archetypes.
That's how the light gets in.
Having been a part of this show in the past years, I can appreciate the massive undertaking required to pull off a big production. with 25 designers, 5 choreographed dance numbers, projection mapping, short films, you name it, this show has it and does it all with volunteers. Raising money for arts education in schools, in particular the Rosabel Makerspace, the new mobile classroom that will be hitting the streets this summer. Friday and Saturday night are both sold out, but you can still catch the show at the Carbondale Rec Center on Thursday, March 9th. I'm Hamilton Pevick, and this piece was produced independently.
Come, pretty thing.
Okay, guys, it's okay. We lost it anyway.
Yes, sir, we need
to. Oh, did someone leave the
Friday and Saturday night shows of Green is the New Black are sold out, but tickets are available for a preview on Thursday at CarbondaleArts.com. We will link to Hamilton Pevick's work on our website.